until 9 o'clock, we have the pre-opening commodity market report. And here to do that, sitting in for Dave Dickey today, is Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. And we'll mention that because of the special coverage in the next hour of the Supreme Court nominee appointment, we will not have the opening market report on the air, but it will be online at willag.org, and we'll also have it up on the podcast and otherwise accessible later on today. Wall Street turned lower in early trading as North Korea's nuclear testing kept investors on edge, but now things have turned around, and the markets are on the uptick right now. As we look at the latest tick on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's at 82.83.29 after ending the last session at 82.77. So it's up 5.97, the NASDAQ up 11 points, the S&P 500 is up a quarter of a point. Oil around $60 a barrel is likely to convince OPEC ministers meeting in Vienna, Illinois, it's Vienna, Austria, in Vienna this week, that they can stick with existing output targets, even though they're worried about swollen stocks and depleted demand. U.S. futures were trading above $60 earlier. Right now, we'll take a look at the tick on the oil and see that it's the crude is at 59.80, and that's down 187. The Saudi oil minister told reporters that OPEC would probably stay the course, but could not say that members of the 12-member producer group had already reached consensus ahead of Thursday's meeting. The oil trading around $60 a barrel is almost double the low of $32.40 that was hit last December. Well, a firm dollar, lower crude prices, lower stock market futures were weighing on grains and soy, and we'll take a look at the overnight trade and get some analysis in just a moment. But first, agricultural area weather is on the docket, and here's our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, rain did fall over the weekend in many areas of the eastern half of the Corn Belt and southern areas. Heaviest rains in many cases exceeding an inch and in some cases 2 or 3 inches occurred along and south of I-70 in Illinois and in Indiana. So some of the Ohio Valley areas are the wettest, and that's where the most rain is expected the next few days. It appears that scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue in the eastern half of the Corn Belt through tomorrow, and there could even be some lingering showers here and there on Thursday. So as far as rainfall amounts, the heaviest, again, along and south of I-70. So some of those areas, it will be a while before fields can be accessed again. So any planting not yet done in southern parts of Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Kentucky, and parts of southern Ohio, those are areas that will probably have some problems with very late planting now, because I think it'll take until probably sometime next week in order to get back to more seasonable weather and drier conditions to where planting can occur. So as a result, those areas are on the watch. And by the way, those places that have not yet been planted, it's probably statistically we're looking at reductions in yields on corn more than beans at this point. But with each day that passes now, statistically speaking, there's a reduction in yield. And, of course, every year is different. The growing season could be excellent from here on out, and the reductions won't be as big. But that is of concern. Now, as we go farther north in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, southern Wisconsin, there have been scattered showers, but mostly light over the last 24 hours at least. And as a result, once the rain ends, it'll drying will allow for a quicker return to the fields in some of those areas, but still some delays in planting over the next few days across the rest of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and neighboring areas to the north. Now, on the other hand, it's pretty dry in the northwestern Corn Belt, and they're not really expecting any more rain from this system at all. And while it's too wet in the eastern Corn Belt, there are some areas in the northwestern Corn Belt that are getting too dry. So that's something else to watch here as we look ahead, as we don't see any significant rain heading into those areas right now. So they could use some more water to help the emerging crops over portions of Minnesota, northwestern Iowa, and on into South Dakota and Nebraska. And it does look like there's going to be some warmer weather moving into some of those areas, and that could lead to some stress with drier conditions moving in. And as we look at the hard red winter wheat belt in the central and southern plains, some rain did affect western Nebraska and western portions of Kansas and eastern Colorado during the past 24 hours. And hard red winter wheat in those areas has had drier than average weather over the last month or so. So a little moisture is helpful there as the crop is heading and filling. And much warmer weather will be working into the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt later this week and continuing into the weekend. There will be some 90-degree temperatures likely, so topsoil moisture will be depleting rapidly. And then next week there could be some rain in northern sections of the hard red winter wheat belt. In the northern plains spring wheat belt, rain was mostly in North Dakota on Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms did erupt again in the eastern Dakotas yesterday. Rain has now ended and mostly dry weather is expected over the next several days and into the weekend. So for any field work needed there, that'll be beneficial. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Overnight trade in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 658.5. That was down 2 on the open, down 4.5 on the last trade. September at 671 was down 0.25 on the open, and last traded down 3.25. Spring wheat for July opened at 745 unchanged, down 6 on the last trade. September at 740 was down 1, and last traded unchanged. July in Chicago at 609.5, down 3.25 on the open, 6.5 on the last trade. September at 636, down 2.5, down 7.25 on the last trade. December opened at 659, down 2. It was down 6.75 on the last trade. And the March 2010 at 673, down 3.5 and up 3 on the last trade. Corn for July at 426.25 on the open was down 4, down 7 on the last trade. September at 436, down 4.25, down 7.25. December at 448, down 4 in the open, 6.75 lower on the last trade. March 2010 at 460, down 1.75 on the open, down 0.5 on the last trade. And the May 2010 at 468.75, unchanged on the open, up 2.25 on the last trade. Soybeans for July at 11.55.25, down 10.75, down 9.5. August at 11.25.5, down 8.5, down 9. September at 10.62, down 14.25, down 3.75 on the last trade. November at 10.22.5, down 9 on the open, down 4 on the last trade. January 2010 at 10.36.75, up 3.5, up 5. July soybean meal, 72.80, down 220 and down 160 on the last trade. And July oil was at 37.93, down 17 and down 45. Pete Manhart joins us from Bates Commodities in Normal now to talk things over. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Jane.
Well, what'd you see in those overnight numbers?
Well, it's just, I think, possibilities that we got a ton planted last week has helped push them down. We still have rain in the forecast for various places, but an awful lot of Illinois and Indiana corn got put in the ground last week, even with rain showers in places. I've talked to people that got done Friday, got done Saturday, or 75% done today, that will finish this week before the end of the month.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. What do you see? We're kind of abbreviated because we have some special news coverage coming up, but what do you see coming up today in the markets there?
Well, we see corn down 6 to 8, soybeans down 7 to 12, and wheat down 5 to 7. But there are still people wanting to buy breaks on both old crop beans and on all new crop corn.
All right, Pete, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.
It's Pete Manhart out at Bates Commodities in Normal. You won't hear the opening market report on the air here on AM 580 because of NPR's special coverage of the president's announcement of the Supreme Court nominee. But it will be online at willag.org. And now let's join that special coverage from NPR News on Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580, and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3 Urbana. 65 degrees, our temperature on Friends Plaza here in Urbana, and the time is 9 o'clock.